Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Hello. Hello.
The Metal Injection Livecast is presented by Metallica's Through the Never. If you live for Metallica, then don't die before October 4th. See the 3D movie that Rolling Stone calls a full-throttle explosion of rock and roll anarchy. Metallica Through the Never in 3D, in theaters everywhere, October 4th.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Dan from Jaded Punk is with us tonight, because we figured why not one more person preoccupied with Breaking Bad. I'm not sure the table will be able to withstand all the TV boners knocking against it. Here's the show.
Lots of TV boners tonight. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. Dan from jadedpunk.com is joining us once again. Dan, thank you for sitting in with us.
Welcome. Sure.
I want to say, I have to kiss Dan's ass a little bit. Uh-oh. Because I listened back to your last appearance on the show. Uh-huh. As one of the funniest, you're one of the funniest guests that we've had.
Oh.
On. I was sitting there in tears the whole show.
He says this all the time.
I really don't.
I'm
very harsh on people.
This is an awesome group, and I follow you guys on Twitter now. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's listening and doesn't follow you guys, you should. But you have to follow all of them because your interactions make me laugh very much.
Oh.
Can I just say that, like, every time your name comes up, because it comes up often on the podcast now that you've been here, there's... If you have an iPhone, there's a program called Emojis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's one that's a smiley face with two hearts for eyes.
Uh-huh.
That is what Sid's face turns into every time we talk about it.
I don't even remember when we've talked about him other than, the week after, maybe. When is it all?
Probably that.
But
Sid is never really enamored with anyone.
Well, because it's hard for me to... On this show, I'm surrounded by people that care mostly about metal, so then another...
Sure.
Like, punk rock, emo... type person comes on.
Element,
it's like,
then, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of like with Sean, but Sean was too much with the grindcore and stuff, and not exactly.
And he kept putting his hands in inappropriate places
so much,
on you.
I am very pale. So.
Oh,
he doesn't commercial on TV.
His hair
everywhere.
Is blowing in the wind.
I don't have hair. They know.
No, he put a wig on.
Oh, yeah.
It's blowing in the wind. It's really
I
weird.
I know Precia.
By the way,
Bobby O'Hare.
Casey Kasem's in the chat. I don't know if you're aware of that. I should read his comment as Casey Kasem. That one Dan episode was better than everything Sean contributed to the show.
Aww. Partially accurate.
Sean had more tattoos. Has.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't. I don't have tattoos.
Sid, you're the most tatted up guy here.
Am I?
With one.
This is not a tatted up group. Most of my friends are covered.
Do you have face tattoo friends?
No, I have neck tattoo friends, I have hand tattoo friends, but I don't really think I have any face tattoos.
I tweeted about this earlier this week.
Oh,
I walked past the guy who had a vegan tattoo as a sideburn. That's a trend.
I've been noticing a lot of mini swords as sideburns, and I think that's compensating for the fact that you can't grow sideburns. Right.
I'm thinking that maybe they can, and it's just the best face tattoo to get because you can cover it up whenever you want.
Guys, how offensive can we get on this show?
Because one
time sat around with my friends trying to think of the most offensive tattoo that I could think of, and I came up with it, and it's very – I feel very offensive. Maybe you'll feel even better. But here's what I have. If you can come up with a more offensive tattoo. The tattoo is – only a man can get it, okay? Yeah. And it's kind of, it would be like on this area here, like your lower abdomen.
Okay.
And it would be one of the World Trade Center buildings on fire.
Okay.
And then on the bottom of your dick, a little plane. and so that when you get a hard on, it looks like your dick is the second World Trade Center event. And then the smoke coming out of it is made up of swastikas. And that's the most offensive tattoo I can possibly think
of. But then also,
can anybody out do that?
If you have bushy pubes, that could look like the second tower having just crumbled.
You could shave so that it looked like
a trail of smoke.
If anybody can outdo that, I'd love to hear it. That's the most offensive that I can think of.
Well, you've got 9/11 and Nazis.
The swastika was the icing
on your boner.
And a boner.
Yeah.
Just super offensive in this country. Thanks a lot, America.
Outdo that, people, if you can. I'd love to
try to think about that. If anyone in the chat has a more offensive tattoo idea, give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Sid, what's your tattoo?
It's from a Rocket from the Crypt CD single. It's a gorilla's arms breaking shackles.
My friend
Matt
has that one.
Oh, really?
Oh, does that make you feel less unique?
A little bit.
I've never seen it. Is that on your peen?
It's
or
on
somewhere?
The side of my leg.
Oh, okay.
You've never seen it? I've worn shorts before.
I don't remember seeing it.
You're
that.
Not checking me out enough, Dan.
Drop the pants and show them your calf
you
tattoo.
Do you often show your leg?
I wear
shorts.
You
do?
Sid, I'm in love with your personality. Your physical,
you just get lost in my eyes. You don't see anything lower.
I get lost in your eyes. So.
Sometimes I'd appreciate it if you checked me out more fully.
Sid looks really good today. When he walked in, I told him. I was like, you look good.
Did your wife trust you? Is that why?
I shaved for the first time in a month and a half.
Yeah,
when did you shave? I shaved yesterday.
I didn't shave. Trimmed.
I did that thing yesterday.
The last time I was here too, we talked about beards. And clearly I'm a one trick pony, but I shaved my beard off yesterday and I did that thing that every guy does where you like, well, if I'm going to shave, I might as well make it into some cool shapes before. And I made that.
What is it?
It just looks like a
gay
porn
biker.
Star.
Gay biker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It works.
You know?
Looks like a character in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I liked it. I should have kept it. It was like a mustache that, like a Fu Manchu.
It just looks like a whole
patch and, and long sideburn.
I can't, my little soul patch area, it doesn't grow in dark enough. Mm-hmm. It grows in like sort of blondish, so. Like Rob's is like full on. It looks you spilled some chocolate syrup down your lip.
There's chocolate syrup down my lip? I must get it.
That might be chocolate syrup. my soul patch is just a dot. Like I don't have the connector.
Yeah.
This is literally exactly the same conversation we had the last time.
It looks like a schmutz. I don't like it. I just didn't have time to shave.
I guess I'm the soul patch champion on the live cast.
You need to shave everything off except that.
No.
And then you could wear
like Ian. What's his name? Ian Scott.
Scott Ian.
Scott. You can tell who likes punk and who likes metal here. Is it bad that like what I know him most from are the like
VH1.
Remember the I love the 90s.
That and that episode of Married with Children.
I vividly remember I worked at a record label where Power Man 5000. We just signed them. And this was like a big deal.
This was already like 3 years after they mattered.
Yeah, this is like way past.
Wait, when did they matter?
Well, when they had that
that one song.
Yeah.
And so we had a meeting with the guy Spider,
Rob Zombie's brother, right?
Yeah, and his manager, and he was like, yeah, you know, I really need to reinvigorate my career. Like somebody whose path I'd like to follow is Scott Ian. So you know, just get me on those VH1 shows, you guys. Meanwhile, this was like the least personable person. Like he had no.
He's also the least famous.
Nobody knows who you are. Like who cares? Like you wouldn't even like all of your sound bites would be just cut because they're so lame.
Also, it's like, dude, Michael Ian Black has a higher profile than you, so no, like, sorry.
That guy from the state. I don't know. Like I don't know. That's mostly where I know him from. That's very sad. I know.
But
if people don't like punk and they're like, oh yeah, I know Henry Rollins from those I love the 90s, and you know.
Johnny Mnemonic.
It brought a lot of people together.
I think Scott Ian has like that's like his main gig.
Yeah,
is to be like a personality.
Yeah,
he also does like those poker tournaments. Like,
does he also like Henry Rollins just get filmed for documentaries in front of his record collection all the time?
Mm. Probably. Yeah.
Oh man. You guys saw that video of Henry Rollins like at the cake shop just starting shit with everybody for no reason?
I'd love to talk about that real quick. Okay, so the girl, so if anybody hasn't seen it, Henry Rollins was filming this like documentary, I guess about him. He was doing like an interview about him for some like foreign press.
Even when it's not about him, it's about him.
Yeah, and so they're in the cake shop and he's like flipping through records and you hear off in the distance, get in the van. And so Henry just goes to the interview. He's like, you see this, the punk kids are making fun of the old square of me, Henry. She's referring to a very famous book that I wrote called Get in the Van. It's very famous, and I wrote it. It's a very famous book. I wrote a very famous book called Get in the Van.
I have a clip. Hold on.
It's just so weird that he assumed he was being made fun of.
So here's so then he goes over to this girl and he's like, oh, you're just, you know, like calling her a trust fund kid and like saying like, oh yeah, and like really thought that she was making fun of him. Where I'm sure the girl had a black flag tattoo, but I just want to say that.
I like the way you say tattoo.
Tattoo, yeah. I went to a show at that girl's house one time. I recognized her because I went to a show at her house years ago, and it was in Bed-Stuy, and Bed-Stuy years ago, which I feel like is a little safer now, but like it was – I don't really get
it's
scared
still
walking
not safe.
I
yeah.
don't really get
yeah.
scared walking around neighborhoods, but that was like the most scared I'd ever been. And that girl like lived in the heart of it, and she had like a house show. And I was like, there's no way that girl is like a trust fund kid because like she wouldn't live in that fucking house if she did. So Henry, you assumed
he was being goofed on just because it's like maybe she liked the book.
He has a weird perception of himself, I think, you know? Did you guys see the RuPaul thing?
Sort of flavor to this shop.
This is the interview?
It's all very hip music.
Oh, is it?
It's very hip music.
What does hip music mean?
Very young, intellectually intense, switched on people.
Like a single deal.
This is another band from that girl Allison.
You can just hear the something
on this butthole. On this album, that's Allison is in both of these bands.
This is a tiny that's little Allison, band yeah. called Nirvana.
I just hate the way he talks so pompously.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a hip band.
Except when he does his spoken word genius. Stuff when he tries to be funny. He
tries to be a comedian.
It's so easy if you're a bad
singer. Wait.
Oh, here it comes.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Hold
on. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
See, and that's, you hear the laughter. Because to these people, I'm kind of old and in the way.
Yeah. Why? You just have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Assume
that.
I am the bourgeoisie. They are the proletariat.
God.
I am old and conventional.
Yeah, we got it, Henry.
They are young.
You're conventional.
Oh, you established the metaphor already. It's enough.
He wasn't until he started this rant. Then he became.
I am Queen Elizabeth. They are the sex.
Let them eat cake.
But,
oh, now the shit got in the bed.
If they knew what you did and what you stood for,
no.
They would like you very much.
There are people.
She's very focused. Oh, now he turns.
Oh, I see. Is this where the young elitist hipsters take on the ancient dodgy in the way types?
He's better than all of you.
Oh, now she's like, I love your bag.
Of course she does.
I'm the 45 year old narc.
I reject your love for me.
Yeah.
They're like, Henry, I love your bed. Oh, I think I'm going to arrest you? Oh, you think I'm going to call the cops on you? Yeah, you hurt my bed.
What do you mean?
Take your hands off my penis. Don't touch my penis.
Play that.
I just want to suck in a Chinese meal.
I told you, but I love you, Henry Rollins.
This is Democracy Manifest.
Can you imagine what it's like to be in an amorous relationship with him?
Has anyone ever?
No, he's talked about how, like, not that he knows he's an asshole, but he's like, look, I'm a very self-focused person, and I'm not going to drag somebody down with, and I get that. I get it.
I wonder what his type is. Yeah.
Himself.
I bet he likes a nice sturdy woman.
A butch guy.
I've actually heard rumors that he was gay.
I don't think that's right. He's very anal. Like, he's very a clean person.
Well, like that Joe Cole guy that he used to live with that got killed. The rumor was that they were an item.
Hmm.
Where was that?
Who was the guy that he lived with? Who's this Joe Cole?
Man, it was a really. He told it on Howard Stern, this story, actually. He was on a. He was living in D.C.
Oh, I did hear that.
And he was living with a buddy. And
no,
like,
this was in L.A.
L.A.?
Joe Cole, yeah.
Okay, and then he was living with a buddy, and, like, this guy basically came up behind him, and, like, while they were entering the house. And, like, kind of forced him in the house. Yeah. And I don't know why, as soon as they got in, they, like, shot his friend, took another shot at him that missed, and he just, like, ran out the back of the house. And, yeah, his friend died. Way to bring it down, Dan, I know, right?
Yeah, no. I remember flipping through and seeing him on, like, a criminal show or something.
Yeah. Unsolved Mysteries, yeah.
Yeah. But it's weird, because if they were, because he was like, I guess they figured, like, oh, that's the MTV guy, he probably has some money or something like that. But, like, why didn't they... The way he told the story, like, they basically, like, forced him into his house and then shot him and then ran out the back. Like, why not even...
It's weird. And I don't even know if he was the MTV guy yet. This was, like, post-Black Flag.
No, but I think it was, like, the Liar era of Rollins Band. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm not assuring anything. I'm under arrest.
Look, I'm under watch. Gentlemen, this is... Democracy Manifest.
This is Henry Rollins.
Have a look at the headlock here.
See
that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
This is just stage banter during a particular Black Flag show.
This is him with some
groupies. I see that you know your judo well.
You know your judo well.
But no, I just want your autograph, Mr. Rollins.
Get off me! You're headlocking me. My penis. How dare you?
It's basically the same thing. It really is.
I'm really glad I could bring these really in-depth conversations.
Yeah,
these are good.
At least they were actually attacking the guy, the judo guy. But
well, he was under arrest.
But this is like someone trying to shower him with fan adulation,
right.
And he's reacting.
Do you remember that sketch on The State, that kid who kept thinking his dad was persecuting him?
Oh,
his
dad
was actually cooler than him.
I'm out of here.
That's what Henry Rollins is, basically. He just thinks everybody's persecuting him. It's like, no, we
I'm
like
I'm Doug, man, not Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Everyone
who's... Uncle Bob?
Oh, you mean Uncle Robert? Oh, he didn't die of drugs.
Everyone who still knows who Henry Rollins is, like, either basically loves him now at this point.
You know, he's one of those guys that, like, he makes it really hard for you to like him.
Yes,
but you do.
He has qualities that I admire very much, but he's also a dick.
Yeah.
Because he uses reverse psychology.
Because he yells at people who love him.
Yeah.
I've seen his, you know, I've gone to his spoken word.
Yeah.
You've gone? You've paid money?
No, I actually I think the only thing I've ever won in my entire life, I won two tickets to go to see him in Atlantic City.
Oh, man.
Wow. So you have to drive out to Atlantic City?
Wait, was Atlantic City or like, Asbury Park it was.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Not as far, but still pretty far.
Yeah, almost as far, basically. Was it a good spoken word sesh?
I mean, you know, he does the thing where he like wraps the mic wire around his hand several times and like, talks into it as if he's doing a Black Flag show.
Yeah.
It's like you can loosen up a little bit, Hank. It's cool.
Well,
you just let the mic hang down. It's
cool. I think if he doesn't do that, he'll like hold it like you would a champagne glass, and he doesn't want to look like a pussy. So he's like, maybe if I wrap around
right,
the wire,
right.
A brandy sniffer.
No, he definitely. It's the most manly way a spoken word person holds the microphone for sure.
Another thing that came up this week was this new drug, Crocodile, which blows my mind. It's basically like...
So you're endorsing it?
I am not endorsing
it.
I don't know
it?
Why anybody would... No,
you
sort of
blew
it's,
your
like,
mind.
It's like heroin's version of crack.
Oh, I saw... Yeah, but like, is that here yet?
There was like two cases
like
here in America.
Right?
It's paint thinner and Cody, and so basically you make like a cheap heroin with it.
Who the fuck even came up with that combination?
But like, then if you don't get it in your vein, it'll rot your skin.
Cool. Totally worth it then.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
The new goth look.
So what? Where are people coming up with this stuff? Why?
Russia. Because
live
in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do in Russia.
They'd rather have their skin melt off than just experience daily life in Russia.
And wait for toilet paper.
I wonder what the threshold would be for a drug. You know, like, all right, if you do this wrong, like your leg falls off, would people
Someone
still
do
it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's got to be because, like, people will do a drug that could kill you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's no limit, right?
Like, dude, I'll just be real careful. That's all.
Or it'd be like a badge of honor. You walk around with one leg.
If you do this wrong, it will make you love Celine Dion. And people are like, no, that's my limit. I can't do it.
What is your limit?
I don't know. I think like anything.
Oh, you just,
yeah. Thinking that they were like, yeah, this gave you bad breath. I'd be like, no, forget it. Forget it, dude. I can't.
What if a drug made you love cynics, Sid? Would you do it?
No. I don't do drugs anyway, so... If a drug costs money, I'm not going to do it. That's basically my limit. If I have to pay for it, then get the fuck away from me.
Oh, so if I just hand you this bowl of weed, you'll smoke
we
it?
We always
Probably
offer
not.
You free drugs, Sid.
I get the secondhand smoke. It's good enough.
Sid thinks that he's having senior moments because of the secondhand smoke.
Is that true?
What?
From this
I was just trying to give you guilt. I don't know if I really believe it.
That's ridiculous.
It's easier to blame other people than my own declining brain cells.
The one day a week you're surrounded by pot smoke.
Yeah.
Wait, what were we talking about?
That's my point exactly.
Yeah, but we actually smoke the weed, Rob.
Yeah.
So it's, I forgot.
Would Rob smoke weed, Casey Kasem asks, if it caused him to dislike ribs?
Wow. That's like, it's like the opposite.
My brain can't fathom that.
No, but like, it wouldn't be, if the side effect was you liked ribs just as much, but were allergic to them.
Yeah.
That's bad. But if you just started disliking them, then you wouldn't want them, so who cares?
True.
You just go on to some other meat stuff.
Okay, so what if it made you allergic to ribs?
That's the question.
That's tough.
You're welcome, Casey Kasem.
That's tough. I mean, I guess there's other meat products that I could stuff my face with.
Yeah, but they're not...
That's a drop.
They're not as enjoyable as ribs.
It's true.
You can have boneless ribs.
Yeah, boneless ribs. Chicken wings. It's like ribs.
Yeah.
Chicken ribs.
There's your answer.
Huh? So Rob will do it. Give him that drug.
I'm fine. What else is going on in the world this week?
What if there was a drug that made you see how you look when you're dancing to electronic music?
Oh, I don't need a drug. I just have the mirror. I do it all the time. Turn
really?
On that chromio and... No, I don't.
You, I was going to say, you've seen yourself dance to that and you still do it?
I believe you twerked in front of the mirror last time I was here. So
I told. I, who cares? Who cares if I look silly? The point is it's fun.
Oh. Rob is all about a good time.
Yeah. I'm like the no fun police over here.
That's right. He's up all night to get lucky.
That's right.
Like Henry Rollins.
Yeah. I'm the proletariat, Darren, and yeah, you're the bourgeoisie.
I'm the bourgeoisie.
Rob, I'm a big fan of yours.
Proletariat!
No, Rob, I admire your work.
Oh, I'm just a bougie.
Rob,
bougie.
Listen to me. I admire what you do. I think you're a good person.
Oh, thanks a lot, buddy. We get it. You're ironic.
Unhand my penis.
El Deuterino brings up a good point. Rob snorts lines of sunflower seeds off his mirror.
That doesn't make sense.
Gotta go somewhere.
He brings up a point.
It's a point. It's not a good point. No. The shells, maybe? No. Yeah. That would hurt.
Why? You could snort sunflower seeds.
You'd have to, like, crush them out, separate from the shell.
For someone as big as you do have pretty small nostrils.
He's got regular-sized nostrils.
But he's a giant. His nostrils should be way bigger than they are. They should be in proportion. My nostrils are bigger, and I'm like half as tall.
It's trying to bring everybody down around.
I didn't know this was a nostril-waving contest.
Maybe perhaps you'd like to go around the room, Sid, and pick out what is wrong with our faces.
Sid's a very harsh judge of nostrils.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying
you just have a wider thing.
Yeah, so if my nostrils are bigger than yours, but you're a bigger person in general, so yours should be in proportion to you.
Sid, Noah's nostril proportion. Thrash it or trash it.
They're pretty small, but I mean, she's pretty small
in
general.
Don't take this
she has pretty long nostrils.
Long but narrow.
Don't take this
Oh, and like, they expand. Look
like
at that expansion.
I know.
They're like little slits. It's like a baby vagina. On her face. Two baby vaginas on her face.
Why do you know what a baby vagina looks like so readily?
We're talking about nostrils here on the Metal Injection Livecast. If you'd like to chime in, 646-929.
Tell us about your baby vagina experiences. Sorry, I interrupted.
Let's go to the line. 646-929-1357. You never interrupt me when I'm giving up.
Sorry. Sorry. He's going to snort me up his nose.
If all his nostrils.
Don't be so bougie. Let me get out the phone.
I am a proletarian. It would be funny if that video went on for an hour, and at the end it was just like, I am very good. They are not so good. They are very bad. Like, all right, Henry.
Imagine him walking around like for a day, like someone like, I have lost my job. I just need some change to get some lunch. Oh, so I'm the bourgeoisie with all my money because, you know, I recorded a few records and I appeared on TV that I should give you some money. Who are you? Just give me some change.
The homeless guy would just walk away.
Yeah, fuck this.
You just give him like a DVD set of his IFC show. Like, this will be much more nourishing to your soul, sir.
You still have that show?
I don't think so.
Had enough success.
He had something on the Travel Channel after that, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's
Nat
just
Geo
yeah.
something.
He opened a gator's mouth, I saw. He ate a mouse. Yeah.
He was on Jeff Garland's podcast a few weeks ago, and it was very funny because Jeff Garland just for like an hour berated him about like his lifestyle choices. He's like, all the stuff you do sounds terrible. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why do you go to so many uncomfortable
places? Jeff Garland
places?
As a model of how to live your life.
It was funny just to hear somebody completely incredulous about Henry Rollins' life. And Henry just sort of sitting there taking it.
Knock him down a few pegs. Fuck him.
Somebody should. Why not?
So let's talk about a topic near and dear to all of our hearts. Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
oh boy.
Dan, you wrote a column a few weeks ago.
Man.
Or a few...
Did I?
A week or two ago.
Yeah, it was like a week ago. So.
That Miley Cyrus was punk as fuck?
Yeah. Punk as fuck, yeah.
She don't care, right? That's her thesis, basically?
The thesis. You know, I came home one... I wrote that from, like, midnight until 1 in the morning when I came home. And I was like, you know what? Miley Cyrus don't give a shit. Because, like... Here's the thing, like, if you spend time on the internet, you see all these, like, high-minded columnists trying to be like, is Miley Cyrus racist for adopting hip-hop cultures? Miley Cyrus sexist for... And, like, I hate all of them. I, like, it's, you're wasting your time. And then, like, all these people come on and they're like, yeah, Miley Cyrus is sexist. Like, this is, you know, my, and I just like, I hate that bullshit. And I think she must just not even be interested in it. Yeah, so the column was basically about how she just gives a shit about all that and she just does whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think people who write those things understand that she doesn't care what you think. Like, I think they're so up their own asses that she doesn't.
Well, they just
care.
Need content.
And yeah, and they need content.
I think she
and also
cares.
I genuinely think she's fucking awesome. Like, she's just like totally like bizarre and
I
can't wait for
an
host SNL.
Though.
Yeah. Really? I don't think
she just is doing everything possible to get away from the Disney Channel
age. Right. And I'm all about that.
And just keep
awesome.
Pushing
Good
the envelope, but it's all it's not, I don't know that the stylistic choices she's making are ones that she actually thinks are cool or fun or that
you know
it's a
what,
good
though,
look.
I feel like if you're getting all kinds of dumb tattoos on your hands and just showing reckless abandon for what kind of drugs you do, I don't think any publicist is like, okay, Miley, go out tonight and do a bunch of drugs and get some really stupid tattoos. Like, I don't think anybody's advising her to do that.
No, I think
you know
it's mostly her own choice to do this stuff, but I don't think she's doing it just for the love of doing it. I think she's trying to cultivate a certain kind of image now.
I also feel, though, that
but
if
it's
she...
But it's fine. It's still
know,
interesting.
I feel like she probably makes videos that none of us will ever see. I feel like she just does shit for her friends. Like, all of her
like
things seem like her buddies
mean,
just hanging out doing drugs.
Yeah, probably.
There's probably a whole bunch of videos that she's got.
Well, did you see the new one where she's sitting on, like,
the
a
wrecking
big...
Ball?
I've seen still
yeah.
images where you see a little nip.
It's just that's basically her... It's, her like, thing. Her naked.
Yeah. That song is not terrible.
Wearing boots in it.
I'll say that. The song is not terrible. It's a very listenable song.
She's likable, I think. I don't know.
Have you ever seen what her brother looks like?
I don't
Who's
know.
Her brother?
I don't know what his name is, but he has tattoos like all over his torso, up onto his neck,
no.
and then onto his face.
No. Really?
He may even have
and
like,
I love
that
how we're
sideburn.
And I like how we're talking about Miley. Well, this guy should be the focus.
Mm. Yeah. He,
By the way,
he's
did you
way
guys
more punk rock than her.
Did you guys see the thing about Jennifer Aniston's brother?
Oh God, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Man. He's just like this, like, Burning Man hippie.
He's like a
punk kind of,
yeah.
He
with, like, tattoos.
If I was a rich kid, that's the kind of shit
or
I
half
would
brother,
do. I wouldn't,
half
like,
brother.
Are they
pursue
rich?
A career.
Like, did she become rich? Or
well,
they
her
were
dad
rich
was, like,
before.
A big famous soap opera star.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
But back to the Miley
brother.
Thing,
oh,
really
yeah,
quick. So your post got 17,000 likes on Facebook.
Right, yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
But see, all right. First
but
of
then
all,
but then the first comment.
Well, first, before you even say the first comment, the comments were, like, overwhelmingly telling you what a dick you were.
Sure,
which
sure.
I,
which
I
is
don't
true.
Understand. Like, they all came on to basically prove your point. Like, they were all elitist about that you don't know punk and you're an asshole if you say she's punk. Like, they totally missed the point.
Top comment, 445 likes. Who did you fillet to get your job as a writer? Dan.
Who did you?
Who did you?
That's a good question, I have to say.
I want to just write back and be like... well, your mother, but who did you play to become the top commenter for free? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I try not to read this.
You should have just unhand my penis, please, sir.
Wow, this one guy wrote an essay maybe longer
as
than you.
Yeah,
are.
I know. I saw that one, and I didn't read it, but I scrolled to the bottom because I was like, how long is this fucking thing? And I got to the bottom, and the last line, read it, it said something like, glad I could school you.
Read it like comic book guy.
Okay. Well, the first
just read that part about schooling.
The first section. The first sentence. I love it. Let me guess. Avril Lavigne is your idea of an archetypical punk rocker.
That's what I love, too. It's like, dude, I don't know if these people think that, like, I have no idea. Like, I've been doing this for a while. I'm not, like, some fucking dude that's just, like, this is my first article on punk. Like, I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. Like, but all right. But go ahead. Read that last part.
Thanks for letting me hate on you. Apparently, I needed to do it. Now back to my post-punk life, where I occasionally think I need to school dipshits like you. But seriously, stop ruining music and journalism for everyone.
Yeah.
Why? Who's forcing these people to read your article?
Yeah.
Your article
I just would like to
music.
Thank that guy for schooling me for getting paid to write an article, and then he did that for free. So thanks for schooling me on that.
He spent more time writing
Vice
that
Vice
response.
Took my money back after they read that comment, guy. So thanks for schooling me.
They're like, wait a minute, that was we paid you for that article, but this guy
you know, it's funny too, because I have like a policy where like so it's really cool. Some people like read it and they get it and they'll write me like a nice tweet or so, or whatever, and I'll respond and say thanks. But some people are like that guy, and they'll throw that to me on Twitter, and I kind of just have a policy where I don't respond to them because they're like asinine. But this one guy yesterday did something that like I was so close to responding. He said something, he tweeted at Vice. And he said something like, "You're really blowing it by having Dan Ozzie writing. Like, I hope this is, I hope this is a joke or something like that."
They're blowing it. They're going to go out of business.
And, yeah. So I clicked on the guy's thing, and I saw that he worked at a barbershop in Seattle, Washington. And I found the barbershop's Twitter feed. And I started a tweet that was at them and said, "You're really sucking the cum out of a dead dog's balls by having this guy on." And then I was like, "Ah, I'll just delete this." But yeah.
If your definition of punk is doing copious amounts of drugs with LA hipsters and having a cheerleader body, you never understood it to begin with.
Yeah.
Furthermore,
artists rarely turn punk with any legitimate amount of cred. This shit isn't a vampire bite.
Let's recap what he just said, though. You have to look a certain way in order to be punk. You can't have a cheerleader body.
Right.
It's
yeah.
about looks. You got to have a certain look.
Yeah. If you think it's about this look, then you don't understand punk.
Yeah. But really, it's been a weird experiment because messing with punk is like messing with people's religion. And I don't know if metal is the same way.
Totally. Oh, absolutely. I feel like the majority of the comments on our Facebook page is like, "Why are you covering this band? They're not metal."
Right.
It takes so much will for me to be like, "Why are you following this website?"
Yeah.
Every
and
band.
Also,
yeah,
it's every band.
Does it ever get into like a big debate about like, what is or isn't punk? Does it get into that like philosophical like punk is an attitude or like punk is a fact? Like punk was started. That's because that's the other thing too. People like when people disagreement with me, they'll give me a history lesson about sex. Well, actually, Joe Strummer started punk back in 1977, and they're like, dude, I don't need a fucking history lesson.
Yeah,
you're behind in this conversation.
Joe Strummer would have punched that guy in the face.
Yeah,
and it's like, who cares? Like, what? It's one person.
But
opinion.
Does that apply to like metal and hip hop and country?
Not
like,
to not
hip hop. I don't
because
feel
because punk is the only genre of music where success is looked down upon.
See, I think the thing about punk
I guess
is
in metal,
so
that's not
punk
the
is like anti. Cultural in a way that's like they
it's
try
countercultural.
It's countercultural, and so I feel like any time it like borders on becoming cultural, people will say like that's not punk, and then like it doesn't even sound what it sounds like. You know, like it's just like
the thing is though, it's like it's been around for so long now that it's just the culture. It's not there's no everybody knows what a mohawk is.
Right.
Like punk aesthetic has bled into the mainstream now. So it's like there is no separation now. It's like let go of that.
Yeah.
Like you're holding on to something.
There's
that
so exist. Many people that hit me up with like fucking shit that hasn't been relevant in like 30 years. They'll be like, "Well, actually, Joan Jett is a punk. Like, you know, this person was a punk." And it's all people who don't like who predate like 1980. And it's like, where have you fucking like
and,
you just read a history
anyway?
Book about punk? Like get with the fucking 2013.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? You know,
who cares about Joan Jett anymore? I don't give a shit.
Well, Joan Jett probably.
But what does that have to do with your article anyway?
What is what?
That Joan Jett was
because
a punk
people
back
like
then.
To be like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but like, what I do for a living is I'm the editor of things that are punk for a website, and like, I kind of have to know a little bit about it. So like, but people like to come on and just like give me a history lesson.
Well, if you listen to Chance Hertau, he writes, "Dan Ozzie is a joke. He has no idea what the punk rock scene has been about. He confuses Jackass with punk rock. Mr. Johnny Come Lately obviously has no real history in the scene to make this observation." He probably says the same thing about Avril Lavigne, but has no
Avril Lavigne shit. Why do I don't think about Avril Lavigne?
But has no idea who Exene or Lydia Lunch is.
See, that's the thing. When was the last time Exene was?
Because you're not punk rock,
right.
Obviously.
I gotta
and
go
he
read
does know, but what is that? What is one? Are you saying that Miley Cyrus is the first female to ever be punk?
Yeah. No, I clearly said no one else up until now has been punk except for Miley.
Yeah, like you're just saying that she's punk. You're not saying she's the most punk or the first punk.
Right. Other people can still be punk.
Yes, I don't know why.
There is a lot of downtime at the barbershop to overthink this.
By the way, the guy that wrote the post-punk and Avril Lavigne comment, he looks about 47 years old.
And he has, like, no face, right?
Yeah.
He just, like, has a blank face. That's literally the only comment of that
he
I read.
He is post-punk.
And he's the producer, writer, director, host at Austin Variety Show Live.
Cool, bro.
I want to read some of the replies to that guy's comment.
Oh, please do.
Slow, steady clapping. I feel better knowing you are out there.
Vigilante.
He's like Batman.
Yeah.
Keeping people straight on shit. So many favorite lines. but the one about how misunderstood KK is was solid.
KK.
Can I say brilliant, brilliant reading, by the way?
Thank you. Here's another one. Boom.
Nailed him.
Here's another.
Slam fest.
A girl wrote this one. Shay McJagger wrote this.
Hi, Shay.
Up arrow, what he said. And yes, exactly what you said. Michelle Hell Espinoza, well said, my friend. Of course, would expect nothing less from you.
Yeah.
He probably went on his Facebook and was like, hey, everybody, check out this comment I just posted. And then all his friends went and replied to his comment.
No, you just see it on because it's a Facebook comment. So you'll see whenever somebody leaves a comment.
Troy Dillinger, well done, sir. Well fucking done.
That guy is a royal commenter. Oh, yeah, that's why I can't read those anymore. Sometimes, like, I'll scroll down to be like, oh, are people commenting on it? And I saw that one had, like, 800 comments, and I'm like, not a chance in hell am I going to read these things.
Oh, there's a good back and forth going on here. So some guy took your side.
Sure.
All right. And Thanks. Then that guy, that dickhead replied again to him.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, Brandon Jin, nice try, Spud. Congrats on trotting your balls out now that they've dropped. But you're not a good hater baiter. If you enjoy this article, then I'm a little more than proud to ruin it for you. Run along to class now. I'm sure you're probably the coolest freshman at USC. Oh. Which is like being the coolest guy on a short bus.
Wow. Can I ask you
I think this should be a new podcast. You reading internet comments.
So pompous.
Can we get a jingle for like Darren Reed's comments? Everybody's comment.
I'm now reading replies to comments that insulted you.
What did you say? Because Darren might read it. Darren reads comments.
There's another one. He attacks you again. Can I just read this one more?
We
I'm
have
sorry.
2 hours. Go ahead.
If I got played, then I'm glad to have fallen for it. Maybe I should go read some more of Dan Ozzie's stuff. Or not. If I'm an angry old punk rocker that missed the subtle irony of this piece, okay, I didn't know this was The Onion. So, hey, Dan Ozzie, get off my fucking lawn. Your shitty sense of humor is on my roof, and you're not getting it back. My dad got the shit in Nam, so you can write this shit.
What?
I take dumps funnier than your writing.
I would like to see that, sir. I would like to see your dumps that are funny.
Anytime I disagree...
Wait, hold on.
Anytime I disagree with somebody, I'm going to be like, my dad got stiff enough just so you can do that.
What? Not to be pedantic, but what's funny about the dump? Like, is it funny looking? I sound like Goodfellas. How's my dump funny? Rob, does it
make you laugh?
My dump is funny looking? No, you said it.
Does it and smell funny?
It's funny, you know, it's just funny.
No. How's it funny? How's it funny? You know, you said it was funny.
It looks like
no, Rob, he's a big boy. I want to hear
it. It looks like Jesus.
Do you guys read the Metal Injection? Because, like, I feel like, you know, we're, like, you know, we have to, like, keep content coming out all the time.
Yeah.
You kind of have to be in your own mind. So when you start to read those, you, like, your brain melts, and it's hard to, like,
yeah,
bored, so I don't read them. Do you guys, like, ever read
them? I try to do the same, like, because I get my instinctual reaction is to get defensive.
Right.
And I just don't want to do that, so I avoid comments, like, especially on stuff that's more editorial. Like,
right.
When I write something about how big of an idiot Dave Mustaine is, and then, like, in the comments I'm sort of expecting, like, some disagreement, but then, like, people are just idiots. They're like, oh, you're a fucking moron. This guy's a legend. Or,
you can't argue with that.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Or they'll defend his stance, which makes me just be like, oh, just don't even visit my website.
And you know what's really weird, too? Like, a lot of times if I'll attack a band, and even if it's a joke, like, sometimes I've noticed, like I once attacked Saves the Day, who I'm friends with. Mm-hmm. And they had a tremendous sense of humor about it. They thought it was funny. Funny enough that they posted it on their Facebook, right? And they even posted it of like, have we seen this? Yes. Do we think it's funny? Yes. Just a good, funny article, whatever. And the comments were like hundreds of people were like, fuck this guy. Why did you talk to this guy? Like, he doesn't like this album. That album's great. Like, Dude, what do you think? They're just going to like come to your house and be like, oh, we're friends now because you defended me. Like, you're not getting paid to defend this band. Why would you? I don't understand.
They're
like,
very passionate.
I don't think I've ever left a comment on anything in my entire fucking life.
That's like kind of the thing like with Metallica, too. Like, people are just, oh, fuck this band. Fuck them.
Right, yeah. Like,
they can go eat. Okay, you don't like them. Move along. Like, just don't.
Don't read that one.
It's because what they like validates them as a person in their mind, and it's
but
something
what, like you have to defend it. Like it doesn't.
Their whole self worth is tied up with the kind of music they listen to, and you know.
Want to hear a funny story? Is do you guys know my friend Frank Turner? He's like a English folk rock singer, punk folk, I guess. He used to be in, like, hardcore bands. And now
he has
like
a lot of friends.
He's a big...
He's like the British Ted Leo.
Yeah, he's big, though. He played the Olympics. He opened the Olympics this year.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so he was playing this, like, I think, like, the Weeds Festival or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was there, and he's a pretty nice guy, but he was there, and Nicki Minaj was playing. And he said Nicki Minaj comes, like, several hours late, was obnoxious to the staff. One of her security guards, like, pushed... one of her security guards like pushed one of the staff out of the like literally like just pushed him out of the way. So he tweeted something to the effect of, you know, he's got like 100,000 followers or something like that, and he tweeted something to the effect of like, I hate rockstar out attitude bullshit, like what a cunt Nicki Minaj is. Mm-hmm. And her fans, who I guess just have a search set up for Nicki Minaj on Twitter, saw it and attacked him so much that he was getting like 300 messages like a second. He got so many that it like crashed his like Twitter, and he got like death threats and like,
well, it's like what was it last year or before the last
but he
Grammys
ended up getting like thousands and thousands of messages
when like the guy from the Black Keys said something about Justin Bieber on TMZ, and then the same thing, like,
really
weeks of death threats from 12
but he didn't even do it to be like, you know, I want to start a fight here. He was just like, I just saw this, it was really shitty, and people like get a fucking life.
Well, it's 12 year olds, they don't have a life yet.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Do you guys, this is a weird question, are you guys friends with like any of your little cousins or nieces or nephews on like social media? Because they use it in a way that is totally different than the way I use it.
I don't have any.
Yeah, I don't have any.
You have a sister who's younger than you.
But she's like 24 or 25, yeah. Because
I have all these cousins that are like 14. Mm-hmm. And they, when I saw them at a family party recently, we started talking about Instagram. And they're very obsessive about like how many? What's the most likes you ever got on something? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, well, I got 105 one time. Like, they know. Wow. And they play, like, all these, like, Instagram games where they're like me and I'll tell you if I think you're hot or not. You know, like, it's like weird. I'm like, guys, don't you just want to put a picture of your latte like all the other 30-year-olds that I know? Like, come on.
Yeah. Or, like, I've seen, like Team Refollow.
Yeah.
Like,
and
what?
One of my cousins, like, in her bio, it says something like, on a mission to get to 900 followers. And it's like, okay, one... Where did you come up with that number? Like, where did you get 900? Yeah, two, why? Like, what happens when you get there? Like, what validation do you get?
You make Facebook a lot of money when you do
you're
that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well,
I can't wait to get Zuckerberg another edition on his house. Yeah. So please follow me.
Rob, have you ever gotten death threats? The chat wants to know.
Mm.
How could you death threat Rob? Look at him.
At that show that we went to.
Oh, one kid that's just was drunkenly hating on me. Like. Really?
Like, oh, in person?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's something I've never got. Like, nobody, like, they'll say it on the internet, but...
Oh, I've got, one time some guy was like, hey, you're the Metal Injection guy, right? Yeah. Your site sucks! Fuck you!
Sorry about that, Rob. I didn't know you that well, then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. I'm like, thanks! All right.
We live together.
People still visit my website. It's okay. Not everyone has to like it. But yeah, this guy, I barely remember it.
Okay, so we went to see a show, and this guy comes up to Rob, and he's like, hey, you're Rob from Metal Injection. And Rob's like, yeah. And then the guy goes, I sent you a CD of my band, and you never got back to me about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Made a great coaster.
Hey, by the way, just as somebody who, you know, like, works in that kind of media, like, I'm just going to speak for you guys.
Sure.
Do you guys have any idea, like, you know, I don't want to be like we're fucking better than everybody, but do you have any idea, like, how many of those we get per hour?
They obviously don't.
It's a fucking lie.
But theirs is great, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
His band was special.
Right. Like, I genuinely try to like look at stuff, but I mean, we get a fucking lot of it, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, and then that guy goes, Yeah, and I tried talking to you at some other show, but you just walked away from me. You're such a jerk.
Frick.
He is a jerk.
He has nothing else to do but talk to that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true.
Some people don't have a clue, I feel like. They'll come up. Here's the thing. Like, since I do video interviews, I feel people, not to sound like blow myself up, sure, or anything, but like I feel people feel like they have more of a connection with me because they see me, they see how I interact with other people, or like they listen to the show or whatever, and they're like,
you're very personable.
Yeah, so they think they know me, but like I don't know this person, and usually when I'm at a show, I'm probably drunk, but definitely stoned. And when I'm stoned, I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, get away. So like this person comes up to me like they're my best friend, and like they have this like talking with
you
me like
sound
I,
like Henry Rollins
and,
right now.
And look, I'm the bourgeoisie. They're the proletariat.
Yeah.
No. But sometimes they'll go too far. Like if I'm talking with somebody, they'll just interrupt and start talking to me and like that whole thing. And it's like, who are I don't know you. Like we've never met. Yeah,
yeah. Or they'll just hover. They'll hover around you.
Yes. That's another thing. Like, hey, I love your site. Oh, thanks.
Well, I get like, you know what I get is a lot of like, again, like nobody has ever come up to me like, for all of the weirdo comments that I get, nobody's ever come up to me being like, I read that article. Fuck you. You know, everybody's been that's come up to me at a show or whatever has been pretty cool. But I feel like with my online persona being somewhat something of like a dick, people will come on and, you know, they'll be like, oh, I really like that interview you did. I'm like, cool. And they're like, well, anyway, dickbag, I'll see you later. You know, all right, let's calm down a little bit. You know,
I get that with live cast listeners. Like, they'll say jokes that, like, Darren or Sid or something will, like insults that they'll throw at me, but I don't know this person.
Yeah,
so
right,
it's like,
right.
Hey, I'm allowed to say that.
Like, I understand you're joking, but I just want
to. I paid them to say that to you.
I just want you to know that that's actually offensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Rob, like, you have Down syndrome.
Yeah, like that,
Like, oh, terrorists, you're going to bomb this venue? Like, okay, come on now.
You know what it really makes me think about? It makes me think about that Dave Chappelle stand-up, the one, like, after he was, like, mega famous. And he was talking about how, like, people will come up to him. He was, like, with his kids at Disney World.
Yeah.
And like, hey, I'm Rick James, bitch. Look, don't call me bitch in front of my kids, please.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
glad you like the show, but, like, come on.
Has anyone ever called you a bitch in front of your kids, Rob?
Not in front of my kids, thankfully. They've never had to see that.
How about in front of your ribs?
Oh, my God.
Which are like your kids.
Those people that get cats instead of
well, it's usually the people that work at the rib place. They're like, get out of here, bitch. You've had enough.
Where do you get ribs? Can we talk about this? Where do you like ribs?
Rob's not giving away his spaces.
My favorite ribs are
at Sal.
I know we've talked about
it.
I feel like they have the best rub for their ribs.
Is there any chance they'll deliver to us right now?
No.
For free.
Can you do a Rob's Rib Rub ranking?
They don't deliver. Well, just of local places. Then, other than that, I really like Mabel's. What I like about them is, like, I think they have adequate ribs, and they deliver. That's what I like.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, this is.
Important.
I mean,
yeah, I'll go walk. I went to Catholic school for 12 years, so things like delivery are like, oh, I'm not good enough for that. That's for like. That's for important people. I don't need to take a cab.
Yeah, no, I will go to Fetzau because Fetzau traditionally has a super long line
and just
get drunk on the line and then take the food back home because I don't want
to
see
you have to
there.
Get there at like an opportune time, like right before everybody gets there.
Yeah.
I like did the math one time. It's like 5:40 because after that people start getting in from work. And
the best time to go is also like Saturday or Sunday at like 12:15, like when they just open, nobody's there. It's a good barbecue
That's
brunch.
That's my... should I give out hard to eat food tips? Hard to get food tips?
Let's hear.
If you go to Peter Luger's, you have to make reservations like 6 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
But if you go when they first open, like if you don't mind eating a little early, I think they open at like 3:30. Go there at like 3:30, and you'll probably be eating by like 4. Because like you know, if you don't mind, and it's a filling meal, so it's not like you know.
I went there with making a reservation, and they didn't have my name.
Oh, really?
And they still seated me, so that could be your thing. Show up at night, be like, no, I definitely called.
Oh,
I spoke to a lady.
They're going
to
get all kinds of people showing up. I, like, one time I called. There's such a hard place to make a reservation for that I was like, yeah, I want to make a reservation for June 26th. And that was like 6 weeks away. And they, like, looked it up, and they were like, oh, well, that's a Saturday. I'm like, right. And they're like, well, we don't have reservations for that. I'm like, okay, when's the first Saturday that you do have reservations for? And this is what he said. He just says, I don't know. Like, as if, like, he couldn't. I was like, what?
What do you think? I have the fucking reservation book in front of me here?
Yeah, like it was almost like as if like Saturday is not a day you can make reservations. That's for.
They're closed on Shabbos.
Oh, we have a caller. Maybe it's someone from Fett's Hour, Peter Luger's 402.
Probably like, not.
Stop saying they'll just show up without a reservation.
You're on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, world. This is Guillermo from Nebraska.
Oh, my God. It's Guillermo from Nebraska, one of our longtime listeners.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good. Guillermo, did you see that Deicide is touring?
Yeah, I saw Deicide a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Are they coming to Nebraska?
No.
That sucks. Guillermo's favorite band is Deicide, and the first time he called in, he's like, can you ask Deicide when they're going to come to Nebraska?
Well, can we have Glenn Benton on the show so we can put in Guillermo's request, like, over the phone?
We could try. Because
Guillermo, what's the closest, like, state or city that Deicide comes to?
I think they are going to be playing in Kansas City. That's the closest place.
Yeah, they're in Kansas City, Missouri, and in Denver, Colorado.
Make a weekend out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, Guillermo.
Have a
CSI vacation.
I wish.
So what's up, Guillermo? Do you have any questions?
Did you just call him Guillermo?
No, well, I just called you to say hi to everybody. It's been a long time
How's life in Nebraska?
Well, pretty boring, but I guess it's all right.
Have you been listening to any good death metal lately?
Not that much like I used to because I'm a family guy now, but I've been listening to some.
So you can't be a family guy and listen to death metal? Is that too? I think.
Well, the thing is that it takes a lot of your time, you know.
To death metal or to be a family?
To listen to death metal.
Really?
A lot of effort to spend time listening to that garbage.
To put the makeup on and.
Yeah, it's not like I want to play like some death metal with my kids, you know.
So do you have children? How many children do you have?
Yeah, I have a 5-year-old, and I'm expecting another one in the next year.
Oh, congrats.
Another 5-year-old?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, what do you do for work?
What did you say, game, bro?
Guillermo,
sounding like you said game.
Rob, it sounds fine to me.
Guillermo. Yeah, I'll roll the R.
Yeah, I'm a welder.
A worker.
Oh, a welder.
Oh, a welder. I thought he said a worker.
Well, who isn't?
I'm not a worker.
Yeah, cool. That's what I do for a living.
Cool. Do you own your own business? Do you want to do a little quick plug if anyone's in Nebraska and needs a little welding?
No, I just work for a company.
Oh,
construction
okay.
company. Yeah.
If a really shitty metal band comes to town and you have to weld the stage, can you not do such a good job on it, maybe? Maybe you next time Henry Rollins' the spoken word tour comes through there, maybe don't weld it double, you know?
He just, would go to Nebraska.
Henry
Rollins. I'm sure we can get Henry Rollins to come on the show.
Oh, my word. I would love that.
We need to get him on.
Henry Rollins, I'm a big fan. What are you, some kind of welder? Get out of here. You think I talk to welders?
I'm talking about proletariat.
You're the worker class. I own the means of production.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Guillermo. Harry Rollins is almost on Steve Harvey level.
No, he's a little bit.
I like Henry Rollins. I begrudgingly like Henry Rollins.
He can be a dick, but
he's on the right side.
That's how I agree. Yeah. All right. Well, Guillermo, thank you for calling in. We have to take our music break.
We do.
Take care, guys.
Maybe I will play some Deicide for Guillermo. I'll cue that up.
It's the closest he's going to get to him, so might as well.
Yeah.
But let's kick off this fall music break with some Opeth.
Hi, this is Dave Hill from Show Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 here I go now. Here I go into new days. Do you bury me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong. Then it's time I disappear. So that you can hear more of the Metal Injection live cast.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Welcome back to the show. Quick reminder, this week's Metal Injection live cast is brought to you by Metallica Through the Never. If you live for Metallica, then don't die before October 4th. See the 3D movie The Rolling Stone calls a full-throttle expression of rock and roll anarchy. Metallica Through the Never in 3D theaters everywhere, October 4th. All right, we're back on the show. We have Dan from jadedpunk.com sitting in with us. Thanks, Dan, for hopping on and letting us talk shit about people that comment on your
column. For sure.
Column.
Anytime you guys want to do that, whether I'm here or not.
We have another caller. Oh. By the way, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. 850, you're on the air with the Metal Injection live cast. Hello, 850. We know you're there.
Maybe they don't know their area code.
You're on the phone right now.
Just say hi.
Hey, Rob. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's your name?
Marshall.
What's up, Marshall? Where are you calling from?
Close to Panama City, Florida.
Cool, Marshall. What's your social security number?
Oh, man, come on. Listen, dude, I just jumped in. I wanted to see if you do the Iron Sheik impression.
Yeah, Rob, do your Iron Sheik impression.
Okay. Fucking bullshit! No, I don't do it that good. Darren? Oh,
come on, dude.
Fuck the Metallica movie. Yeah, eat Raisin Ball, dick.
Oh, no!
Rob, give it one more try. Here.
Tomorrow.
Well, that's very good.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
Very good.
I had to clear my throat.
Jay, fuck Michael Jackson. I respect Michael Jackson, but I don't respect that Laura son of a bitch. I wish I see him soon. I supersede. I couldn't even come in a clutch. I fuck his ass. Make him happy. Ha!
Rob, that was really good.
I've been working on it.
Wow. Leave me out of it, though. Come on.
Was that all right, Marshall?
Oh, yeah, that was perfect, dude. I appreciate it.
Are you a big Sheik fan?
Yeah. And I just started listening to the show recently, and anytime you do it, it makes me laugh, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
We all love Rob's Iron Sheik impression. It's one of our favorite things about the show.
Rob, do some more.
Yeah, I hope one day he'll be on the show as well.
Yeah, we hope the Sheik will be on the show one day soon as well. We've been trying.
And then he can do your impersonation as well.
Yeah, and then he could call me Cheap Jew Russia. It would be such an honor.
My friends are in that band Iron Sheik, spelled C-H-I-C. Oh. I'm sure they could come on the show.
Oh, whoa.
Maybe do there.
Have
he
a
might sue
performance.
Them. If he became aware of that, he'd probably sue them. And
never
then
mind.
Fuck them in the ass and make them humble.
Make them humble.
Rob, he would make
they
them.
Have Raisin Ball dick.
Rob, give him one more before he...
That's all a gay son of a bitch. And the reason he's in the problem, because he killed Mr. Hulk Hogan bad. He washed Mr. Hulk Hogan bad. He massaged Mr. Hulk Hogan. And that low-life gay son of a bitch, he used to cheese Hulk Hogan ass. That's the boss he had to chop.
Yeah, very good. Rob, maybe it's because you're Iranian that you do such a good...
Maybe it's just in our genes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's in your pointy boots.
He just uses the accent he speaks to his family at home with. This is his radio voice.
Ah.
This is a serious persona.
Marshall, does that work for you?
Yeah, that was perfect, man. I appreciate it.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling in, Marshall.
No problem, dude. Stay brutal.
I'll try.
Stay brutal.
I bet he meant it like B-R-O-O-T-A.
Mm-hmm. Of course, 0-0.
Zero. That's how I would call and tell us to stay something.
Please. And see, Dan, you were saying, what would we do without Darren's computer? That whole segment wouldn't have worked.
Just for the record.
Wait, what did my computer have to do?
Well, no, because right before you got here, we were like, Darren's going to be late. Because Darren apparently went from Shea Stadium, or City Field, all the way home to get his laptop, then to come here. Because he couldn't come without a sound effect.
Actually, if I took my girlfriend back into Brooklyn, and then So
this
had
part
of
the story was
yeah, we didn't know about
this part.
Yeah, it was a purely sound effect motivated maneuver.
I would have come back without the computer if that, not for that. But, they, you know what, make her take the train all the way from
there.
Well,
she could have come to the show here and hung out with us.
She had to go do
something.
We
were saying it would have been really cool if, like, if you had come, instead of your laptop, you just brought the guy from Police Academy.
Michael Winslow.
We could get him on the show.
But then we would just have 2 hours of police sirens, and that's it.
Helicopter noises.
Yeah. Totally inappropriate stuff.
PA at the supermarket.
Guitar feedback.
He's got a lot of, yeah. Come on.
Funny story about Michael Winslow.
Here we go.
Is there any other kind?
There's a video that we posted of him doing like Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin stuff because he does an amazing Robert Plant impersonation. And it's like a pretty popular video on our site. So he direct messaged us on Twitter being like, hey, love the site. We should do something someday. And I'd be like, wow, that would be awesome. We're such big fans. We'd love to like expose you to the metal audience.
Not of just you, but of sound effects in general.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
use them all the time on the podcast.
But then he goes like, oh, I think it'd be awesome if we put together a collaboration with me and a badass metal artist like Kerry King or a Michael Ackerfeld. And I'm like, wow, he knows who the guy from Opeth is. That's weird. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, we could totally try to do something. And then he never responded, and he's like, I'm in Orlando. And then he goes, then he direct messaged us once, I'm actually in New York for Fallon today, but my schedule is packed. Gotta go. And this wasn't even solicited.
Why did he tell you he's here and then
just wanted to let you know that
I'm here, but we can't do anything.
I like to imagine that he wasn't even doing Jimmy Fallon. He was just doing like Arlo Fallon. You know,
he
like
actually wrote
computer
Fallon.
Repairs.
I'm here for
public
Fallon.
Access.
Oh, I'm just here for falling.
No,
oh, no,
he's,
no,
he's
wait.
Gonna fall in front of someone's property and then sue them.
I'm actually in New York for Fallon today and tomorrow, but my schedule is packed. I'll be in Boston on Friday and Saturday.
Cool, thanks.
What?
Good story,
do you want
bro.
Me to go?
Thanks.
Hold on, let me get Kerry King on the phone.
Yeah,
we'll be you in Boston.
Yeah. What's he promoting that he's on Jimmy Fallon?
That he's still alive.
Hey, remember there me? Needs to be more Michael Winslow awareness.
I like to imagine that his direct messages are like, oh my, I'm in New York today, but my schedule's packed. I'll be in Boston. I'll be driving up to Boston this weekend.
Like,
he does tour dates. No,
get in my car now.
Life sometimes gets depressing.
Remember, you can see me on Jimmy Fallon at 12:30 tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, press it up.
I love what you do for me, too. You look missing.
Oh, it's it's good that we can have all these laughs while behind us there is a man threatening his own children with a knife.
Yeah. The Breaking, it's during the Breaking
Bad. The Breaking
Bad
lead up.
We have it on the monitor with no sound.
By the way,
oh,
this episode, not the last week, but this one that they're in right now, was the most intense thing I've ever
yes.
seen.
Yes. Yes.
That scene where he drives off with the baby and Skylar's
yes.
in the middle
yeah.
of the street, I was like, holy fucking yeah. shit. Like, my jaw hit the
no,
ground. Like, straight
also,
out of Goodfellas.
I was standing up
was like,
in my room watching that.
Yep.
So many, like, veins and foreheads must have been popped because Skylar was going crazy, and then Jesse, when they shot his girlfriend.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So many
spoilers. This was like the hardest episode to watch.
Oh,
it was like I couldn't believe what I was fucking watching.
Spoiler alert.
I can't wait. By the way, I'm leaving promptly at 8, you guys. I'm fucking heading down to watch Breaking Bad. Are you guys amped? I'm pretty amped.
Yeah. Well, what was great about that episode, and I didn't realize this until I was talking to somebody about it, and it's like five different events in that show in that one episode are like a season finale.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even the season finale of the show.
Yep.
It wasn't even the end of, when she was out in the street, I was like, wow, what a way to end the episode. I was
like,
wait,
more.
There's more?
Yeah.
Like,
it was
way more.
Like
I always check the time and I'm like, okay, how much time has passed? How much
well,
time
that,
passed?
That one ran past 9. That was like one of the 72
yeah.
minute episodes.
Uh-huh.
Or 10. It ran past 10.
Yeah.
So after 10, I was like, wow, what an ending. And then it came back and I was like, why aren't the credits coming up? That's odd. Oh, fucking crazy. You know what's funny? Everybody like wants to talk about, oh, how do you think it's going to end? I genuinely I'm not even going to venture a guess. I want to just be surprised.
Yeah.
This show is so much smarter than I could ever do.
Exactly.
I don't even want to take my puny intellect and try to figure it out.
If I guessed it and got it right, I'd be disappointed.
Mm.
Right.
Here's the only thing I want. I don't even know how I want the plot to wrap up, but I think it'd be really cool if they ended on a flashback scene to him teaching Jesse in high school. Because remember there was that scene where they were in the RV like in the beginning of the last episode.
You think they would have done that by now, right?
I know. That's what I'm thinking. It's due. Like, I'm thinking him and Jesse in high school, and it's some prophetic thing that, like, oh, I'll never see that jackass.
But see, now if it happens, I'm going to be disappointed because you just said it.
I would,
my mind won't be quite as blown.
Sorry.
Wow, yeah, way to ruin Breaking Bad for
I didn't want
to
tell you, but my brother is Vince Gilligan. So
when I was watching it, it went past 10 o'clock, and Michael Winslow came in.
right.
He was like...
thanks,
Michael.
Can I just say, I bet Michael Winslow does the most insane Walt Jr. impression.
Everyone could do Walt Jr., though. Come on.
I think he killed...
My dad's in the house. He's got a knife. He pulled it on us.
Bring cereal.
I think Shlomo does a killer.
It's still dirty for breakfast. It's got eggs on it.
Shlomo does a killer Walt Jr. impersonation, I think. Should get some.
I am a boy, first of all.
That's pretty good.
We didn't doubt you, Flynn.
My mother was not religious.
Religious?
But she became religious. Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
Did Walt Jr. ever say that, to stop making Jewish jokes?
He thought it.
My sister was telling her friend about the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and one of the points that she brought up was Shlomo. Like, oh, don't you have this guy called Shlomo, and he calls your show, and he's Orthodox?
He used to call. He doesn't call.
Where are the callers? I would love to talk to somebody about what they think about Walt Jr.
You have the number, Rob.
646-929-1357
I didn't mean to order you around.
I didn't know. Interrupt that time.
I feel like I'm not like the program director.
I mean, you can give out the number, Darren. I'm not the only one.
But I defer to you. You're like
Do you not know the number, Darren?
No, I don't. You got me. I was trying to cover it.
Maybe you should make the font larger.
In Comic Sans.
Yeah. Because if you're on the website, you don't even know.
That's the font
you can't read. You can't read, Noah?
Not all of us have fancy education.
Look at him,
you,
stealing a baby. Jesus.
Well, tip half
Jesus,
is.
Walt.
Somebody mentioned the ending to Dexter.
I heard that.
I'm so glad I stopped watching that show.
Me too.
Well, I have to say, because you stopped watching one after John Lithgow.
The season after. After the season with Julia Stiles.
Oh, yeah, you said you saw that.
Well,
season seven was really good, I thought.
This is a crazy thing. He's driving a pickup truck with a barrel of money. Backing his wife's car out of it with his own baby and a knife and driving off. Like, is that not the craziest thing that ever happened on TV?
It's like a completely
little neighborhood.
This fucking scene. This scene
her titties
right here,
are bouncing when she's running. I mean, you saw that, right?
And people hate this character.
That's an Emmy.
I'm glad
right
she
there.
Won an Emmy.
I don't know. I think, like, I used to really, really hate her, but then I turned on her. I loved her.
You're supposed to hate her, though.
Yeah.
She was written for you to hate her.
I don't care how this makes me sound, because I know that everybody loves to talk about people like this. I don't give a shit how this makes me sound. I am still Team Walt to the end. Not that I think he's a good person, but I think
he's better
I don't
than
know,
the
man.
Nazis.
I just like.
I mean,
see, here's the thing. I'm not like people are saying that, like, oh, I'm rooting for Walt. I don't have that. Like, I'm not rooting for anybody.
Right,
I'm like, show me what happened.
Yeah. And, but at the same time, I guess what I'm saying is, like, I still like Walt. He's been a terrible person.
I want him to
prevail.
I think he's a terrible person.
Yeah, no, but
how
it's just
can
like,
he prevail? Like, at this point, I don't think that happens.
You can't.
I don't think
he's
got
to, unless he kills himself, so, to like
just,
save
yeah.
somebody.
Him prevailing is him dying from cancer, is basically.
Mm, by the way, Dan, I know you don't care what anyone thinks, but Troy Dillinger just wrote in.
Oh, did he?
And said, fuck you for for liking Walt. Fuck you for being on Team Walt. He's a killer. What's wrong with you? You're an idiot.
Things on this show have really gone sour since Mr. Johnny Cub lately gives his opinion.
Your shitty writing is the Miley Cyrus of journalism.
Oh.
Thanks, Troy, for writing
Troy that. Thanks, Troy Dillinger. Call in.
He actually faxed that in because he's 47 years old.
Oh, it's our fax machine.
Is that Michael Winslow? Thanks. Michael Winslow.
Remember when you had to put the phone into it? Is that, our audience probably doesn't even know that. You used to have to put the phone into a fucking like a handset to get the fucking modem to work. That's even before you.
Oh, well, I just remember when I was online trying to download something and somebody would pick up the phone.
Oh,
in the
house.
I'm like, God damn it, Mom! I was close to downloading that picture of the band that I like and not a woman's foot tits.
I just had the fucking topless Lara Croft was like 99% done.
Fucking Carmen Electra.
There was this animated gif of a baby, mother. I will never know how it ends.
Oh, I was on Hamster Dance. Bitch.
So 646-929-1357.
Tell us about your internet experience.
That's our phone number. What's your earliest internet experience? AOL for me.
Oh, yeah.
Prodigy.
No, I was on those shitty bulletin boards before AOL.
I don't know about you guys, but in my parents' house, I had a drawer. And in hindsight, like, this is less than worthless. This is, like, anti-worthless. There was just a drawer that we had of, like dozens of AOL discs.
Yes.
Like, why the fuck didn't we throw those out? Yeah. Like, they're completely useless.
Because you get, like, 20 free hours. So you keep
I don't think so,
you
because
know?
Once you're a member, like, I don't think...
But then you cancel your membership, and then you...
No, it was always like, try AOL 3.1, try AOL 3.2, try... Like, my computer only holds, like, 6 megabytes. Like, I can't do it, dude. I can't...
I remember when they gave those out on floppies.
Floppies and then CD-ROMs.
Used to mail them to us.
Yeah, floppies, the 3.5s. And then the CD-ROMs.
I remember when I would use the floppies and I would just wipe them of the
you could reuse
install
them.
And like share files with friends, which just shows you how small files are because a floppy is 3.14 megabytes.
Yeah.
Megabytes!
Yep. I remember when my parent, we had this computer that we filled up and we bought like a new hard drive and it had a gig. It was and it was like, holy shit, we'll never use a gig.
What's a gig?
Because like the computer came with like 300 megabytes, you know, or like 400 or 500 megabytes at most. I was like, a gig? Wow, we're rich.
When I first heard gig, because I always thought it was gigabytes from Back to the Future, which I think everybody did.
Fucking Doc Brown ruined it for everybody.
Motherfucker.
Michael Winslow, do your Doc Brown expression.
4.21 gigawatts! Marty!
Thanks, Michael Winslow of the Police Academy movie.
No problem.
Michael Winslow is going to be in Boston tomorrow, Tuesday.
You should direct message him and ask him if he could get us Tackleberry's information.
Is he taking a train there?
He's probably going to get so many Google
Also, this baby is the best actor in the fucking world.
In Breaking
This me. Fucking baby.
That said mama unprompted.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael Winslow, for doing
it. I feel like those lips were digitally manipulated.
No, the baby said that, but like, even, it wasn't supposed to. That
was all
like,
ad-lib.
Yeah, because the mom was, like, off camera, and the baby just called for her mom. And they
what
left
a
it
baby.
In.
What an actor. Baby.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Compared to the Harrison baby on Dexter, where the kid's running on a treadmill, and he's supposed to fall off the treadmill, and he turns. They slowed it down online. I saw a GIF of this. He hits the ground.
Which is also GIF, and I refuse to say it that way.
Right.
GIF. Yeah. I go GIF.
I hate
that
fucking whole
thing. I don't give a shit how that guy says he's.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
The fact that there's a fucking debate about that I can't stand because. First of all, words evolve the way people use them.
Right.
The people
it's not
are,
even really a word.
Right, okay, fine. But it's entered the lexicon of you know,
it
pop culture.
It stands for graphical interface format.
Which
good.
Is a
good in graphical.
But to me, that's irrelevant because if, you know, people, if it evolved into saying GIF, then that wouldn't be an issue that it was graphical. That wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But just the fact that people say GIF is what it'd be. That guy has no say in how people say words.
I can't wait till we drop the UB in probably and just drop it down
probably.
To probably.
Probably.
Come on, guys.
Right. English has a ton of fucking useless letters and rules.
Probably.
P-R-O-L-L-Y.
Probably.
So I get very mad at people when I see things on Facebook where people are like pseudo grammarians and you use the wrong your. Well, apostrophes are fucking stupid. Silent E's are fucking stupid. There's no reason that your and your need to be spelled differently whatsoever. There's a billion homonyms in English. You know, if, like
on.
If I say
now
if
we're,
I say
now
yeah.
we're cr- now you're crossing a line I can't follow.
If I say bear with me, do you think there's a fucking bear standing next to me?
What if it is?
What if there was?
Wessie grandma,
you know
you've heard that. Wessie comma grandma. Wessie
back
grandma.
In my day.
But you know from the context which bear I mean, so why
I
does
don't?
It matter?
Well, you figure it out. I mean, you know.
What if
I'm
like, there's
the
a bear
with you?
That's true.
It's good too point, late. Then.
Maybe I picked the wrong example. Anyway.
Life and death.
I get what you're saying. Where like
sometimes I'll be on a plane and the pilot will be like, oh, we're having some turbulence here. Bear with us. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a bear with us!
Get off the plane!
That's A-B-B-A-R-B-A-R-E.
And then Michael Winslow is like,
thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. He's got to come on the show now.
Yeah.
He'll be in San Diego on Thursday and Friday.
What a weird thing that is. If you think about, like, you know, you get older and you, like, try to find your niche as your career. That guy was like, I am going to do sounds with my mouth words, and I'm going to make
see,
a career out of it.
I'm looking the other way. I'm looking back at Michael Winslow, the teen, where he's like, hey, check this out. And then someone's like, wow, Michael, you're so talented at that. You could make a career of this. Maybe I can. Maybe I can.
Fast forward to him now.
Oh, Michael Winslow. Give us a call.
I'll say this. We're not talking about anybody else from the Police Academy movies right
now.
Yeah, just mention Tackleberry. Come on.
Yeah. What about Tim Kazurinski? What's he doing?
Was he in the Police Academy? He was in the later one.
Steve Guttenberg.
No, he's in the first one.
Steve Guttenberg. Does Steve Guttenberg have a serious show? I've seen him in the studios.
Steve Guttenberg.
I saw him on Party Down. That's about the only thing I saw.
Oh,
wait. Can we get the dish on Steve Guttenberg? Why is he weird?
Very creepy.
And did he, like, ogle you or something?
That wouldn't be weird. Some attractive girl who wouldn't ogle her.
I don't know. I think he had a wedding.
You sound like such an old Jew. She's an attractive girl who wouldn't ogle her.
But I'm at work. Woman, yeah. I don't want to, like.
What does he care? He's Steve fucking Guttenberg. He can look at what he wants. He was in Boyfriend School. Is that the name of that movie, I think, with Jamie Gertz?
I think I mentioned this on the show. I was just looking for a studio one day, and I saw in one studio Steve Guttenberg, Tony Danza, and the guy from the Hell's Angels. What's his name? Chuck Zito. Chuck Zito.
Oh,
it's like, why the three most random people
TMZ
doing
took a shit on your office.
Doing a show together.
Actually.
Like they're. Doesn't one of them have a Chuck Zito I see all the time in the studios. His hands
he work in security
are fucking
meatball subs.
His hands are, like, it's insane. His one finger is, like, the size of my hand. It's so.
I like that.
I don't know.
He misses calling as, like, a prostate exam doctor.
I told you a couple of you this earlier. I had a weird office run-in with a celebrity this week. You also had a run-in with, and I warned you on Twitter about it after you tweeted about it. Weird Al. I'm in the fucking bathroom in my office.
Oh, please don't tell me.
And he was like, beat it. Am I right?
I just want to preface this and say that this story ruined my childhood. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no. I invited Darren to come in and meet.
I couldn't make it.
I would,
so there's,
all right.
There's three stalls in the bathroom. I'm on the first one, pooping. And there's two empty ones, right?
Oh, no.
So you come in. Which one would you take? Would you
take
the one right
now?
Yeah. He comes in and takes the middle one right next
too.
To me, has an explosive shit, and leaves without washing his hands.
Wait, how did you know?
Because I could see through the crack in the door as he left. That hair.
Okay.
It was 100% weird out. He was at my office that day. So he
that's why he's weird.
Explosive shit right next to me, and then did not wash his hands.
Okay, what if he has wet wipes? Or,
this is the rationalization Darren was getting.
Or some sort of like lotion, like antibacterial.
Maybe. I feel like he's rich, you know. Maybe he can afford some super powerful. Like,
maybe
he just. What if he's that much of a germaphobe that he doesn't even want to touch the sink faucets?
It's possible.
I would hope so.
But
that is really
have his explosive.
What
right
if in his
to
hair he just has like. You know,
Jerry curl,
snaps.
Hypoallergenic.
Can you imagine how much crap is in his hair?
How do you do it, baby? How are you that good of an actor? You're a fucking infant. You should be fucking throwing up on people and stuff.
Yeah, sorry. But, see, now I'm thinking back to the time I met Weird Al, and I shook his hand.
Oh,
now I'm afraid I've had Weird Al fecal matter on my hands for like
you're still alive, so it's
if it's going to be anyone's, wouldn't you want it to be his?
Think about your phone.
I guess.
I was thinking about the other day, how much fucking must get on this? Because your fingers are touching it all the time, whether they're clean or not.
They're usually not.
It's so gross. But, you know, whatever. Here it is on the table.
It's fine.
Anyways. Fecal, huh? Yeah. Call in if you've got fecal matter stories.
Got fecal matter on the brain?
You've ever heard Weird Al taking a shit?
What celebrities have you seen taking a shit? Call in.
For me, it's Weird Al, Ryan Seacrest.
You saw him taking a shit?
Oh, but he pooped in the bathroom.
He doesn't. He absolutely does not poop.
He does. He looks like he's fucking porcelain. It's ridiculous to be in a room with him.
Wait, so he pooped in the bathroom while you were there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dan Patrick peed next to me and was whistling and singing to himself the whole time. Dan Patrick of ESPN. Bob Costas is very small. He's a nice guy, but I felt like mugging him while he was next to me just because he's so tiny. It would have been so easy to do. Glenn Beck one time.
Poops. Everybody poops. Whether you're a racist asshole.
It was
or...
so tempting when Glenn Beck was at the urinal because I'm like, I could right now be the guy that's famous for bashing Glenn Beck's head into a urinal. Mm.
You'd make the paper the next day.
I'd be a hero with the left wing.
We need you on the podcast, though.
I do it over the phone. I get one phone call a week, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
That's true. Is there a time limit for the call?
No, I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, it's important.
I will get... You can shiv me later. I have to finish talking about Opeth.
Yeah.
Shiv me later.
Yeah, no.
That's
the
episode title.
Shiv me later.
Someone write that down, please.
I got it.
Shiv me later. I love all the shows that they try to push in the commercials of Breaking Bad. It's like, yeah right, bro. What the fuck show? What is this?
Low
Winter Sun. No thanks, bro.
Nobody's watching that.
It's awful. And it's trying to be very Breaking Bad-ish.
Right.
I watched it on mute and I didn't like it. I was like, the acting is horrible.
If AMC could like overlap them at the same time as Breaking Bad, they would do it. Like it's like the minute it ends, it's like written by Vince Gilligan. No, it's this time. Don't change the channel.
If you want to see scenes from next week's Breaking Bad, it's after the first commercial break of What Was
Right.
They did that for like a month.
I imagine that like their next move, like maybe tonight, is like a guy who's just like, hi, I'm the president of AMC. I will literally suck your dick if you watch just 5 minutes of Low Winter Sun.
No,
I would
like
want to
see the last segment of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the end of Winter Sun.
Yeah.
Low Winter Sun or whatever.
We'll know if you watched or if you changed the channel.
Yeah.
Rob was hired as the promotional guy for AMC. This is what he said. This is going to be on the end of Breaking Bad today. This is if you watch Low Winter Sun.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
If you eat mushrooms and have gay sex with Rob, he will.
I thought you were going to play that clip from Tropic Thunder where he was like,
what?
I'll suck your dick, work the shaft, jiggle the balls, just watch Low Winter Sun.
I need to isolate that. That's a good
well,
one.
Now
By
we can
way,
just isolate Dan. Doing
speaking
it.
Of... Speaking of Tropic Thunder and also internet commenters, that's the one that I see the most, which I think is the most lame. I'm sure you guys get this on Middle Injection. Fucking, you went full retard, bro.
Yeah.
Like, cool, you saw a movie and now are using the line at an appropriate time in a comment section. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Way to
that
go.
Happens.
Full retard. That's a popular internet F-holery.
I have to say, though, that... marketing gimmick worked on me when I was watching the last horrible season of Dexter because I never heard of Ray Donovan before that, and they did the same thing, jamming Low Winter Sun down your throat. They just pushed Ray Donovan, and when it finally came on, I got hooked on that show, and I love
it
now.
What is that?
It's like just a crime show, a guy and his father, and they're both in the underworld of crime.
I heard there's lots of bad Boston accents.
There's a lot of bad everything accents. Yeah. You'd have to see
Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
It's who, John Voight and Liev Schreiber?
That's correct.
You know what was funny? I was talking about Liev Schreiber one time, and my friend was like, oh, actually, I met him, and he says, because I said Liev Schreiber. My friend was like, oh, I met him one time, and he actually pronounces it Liev or whatever the fuck. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep saying it the way I like it. That way, when I meet him, we'll have something to talk about.
I love that you didn't even remember the correction from that story.
Because I say Liev. You were talking about how... how if people can say, what was that word that we were saying? GIF.
GIF, yeah, GIF.
Then I can say Weave Shriver.
Sure.
Fuck you, I don't care how you say your name.
He's not famous enough to get his name pronounced right.
He's got
I saw him at
money.
A Lower East Side veterinarian's office once.
Okay.
With his dog and some dude who I assumed was his boyfriend, but then now
well,
he's married.
Married.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's... You just this is the second person that you've just rumored to be gay, huh?
This is what I
Everybody's
heard.
Gay, according Sid to
this. It is Mr. Gaydar.
Hey,
with
look, dude
it's
and
Bob
puppy.
Odenkirk is on TV. Is he gay, too?
No, Bob
Purple
Odenkirk.
Shirt. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
Sid with your Gaydar report.
Sid's Gaydar sucks. Well, you need to get it tuned
up. A coworker at a record label that I used to work at told me about Henry Rollins, and this is a guy who was around forever, so I didn't.
Oh, well, if he's around forever, sure.
I gave him some veracity. And the other one, I was there. I saw him being very cozy with another dude at the vet's office with his puppy.
What if that's like his brother?
Or maybe Naomi Watts.
You know what
the
this
beard.
Reminds me of? Did you? I just recently rewatched that like Louis C.K. like the most recent stand-up
the
special
HBO
that he
one?
Did. No, the Netflix one.
Okay.
And he was like talking about. He was like, yeah, like stories evolve. Like there was this one guy I used to work with, and I was talking about him. I was like, yeah, there's this one dude I used to work with at a club. He used to try to fuck me all the time. This gay dude. And he's like, wow. Somebody's like, well, what did he do? Did he try? Did he like? Come up physically? No, no, no. But, like, you know, he was just trying to fuck me all the time. Well, like, how? Did he say something? What did he say? Like, no, he, you know, but he was just always trying to fuck me. And he's like, eventually I realized that he, like, the core of the story was there was a gay dude once.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I feel like that's where
I'm
you're
saying.
At. Yeah, Liev Schreiber, he's trying to fuck me all the time, Liev Schreiber.
He's famous. I might have let him. I was low on
You're
cash.
You're such a star fucker.
Sid, would you at least call him Liev if you let him fuck you?
Oh, Liev.
Yeah, sure.
I Liev the one you the way you fuck me.
Liev the money on the bedpost. Henry Rollins looks like the kind of guy that he just looked like he'd like clench your cock off with
yeah,
his asshole.
Yeah, I can't imagine that he. I was just gonna say, how can he be gay?
I feel like he'd be very submissive.
I don't even think he has a butthole.
Sure.
You can't be gay if you don't have a butthole. Not to be homophobic, but you
wait, why
be gay
why is Henry Rollins that, so Henry Rollins doesn't poop?
I don't think you know what we're saying everybody does poop. If I had to pick one person, like okay, who doesn't poop? I'd be like, I think Henry Rollins doesn't poop.
I think
what?
He just grunts and a cube comes out of his ear hole.
Yeah. No, he just
well
like,
then he gets fucked in his ear hole. It's simple
just,
as
like,
that.
He thinks about the matter that's in his small intestine and like with his mind just burns it up.
He vaporizes
yeah.
it.
He calls it the proletariat and it just goes
yeah.
away.
Or shit just comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what a stand-up is.
Michael Winslow, give us a.
Oh, all right. I thought you wanted a mouth shit. Michael Winslow could do that too.
I feel like he just started ranting at you while you were fucking him. Those are
yeah.
very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Well, maybe
but
he asked
you
for
want
like
this old
head.
Man fucking
yeah.
you?
Oh,
I'm such a beat down old
right.
man.
But Henry, I'm just trying to say you're the best fuck I ever had.
What are you, the bourgeoisie?
What's your favorite appearance by Rollins, either in a TV show or in a movie?
Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic. They were like, Henry, can you turn it up to 10? And he's like, I'll give you motherfuckers 11. That's what I'll do. He was also in, let's not forget, I believe that he was in the movie Jack Frost.
Was he?
He was in, what was that, The Getaway? Was that with
Charlie
the Chief?
I love that, with Flea and Anthony
yeah,
Kiedis.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that was my favorite.
I think for me it's Sons of Anarchy, probably. Because he played that. The most Henry Rollins.
Right, right. He's always either a character. Fucking police officer or like a gang member.
Yeah, he's a Nazi. And
a corrections
officer. Katie Seagal
or
Sons of Anarchy.
That movie was that the movie with Anthony Kiedis
yeah.
in it and all that?
Oh, okay.
Gotta rewatch that.
No, you don't. You're probably. Yeah, I think you're.
It was
right.
a good movie.
Yeah, it was all right. If Charlie HBO was rerunning
when
it
he
one
was,
day.
When he was likable-ish.
Ish.
Christ, what did I see? Oh, he's in that fucking Machete 2.
Is he? Oh, he's the president.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Machete.
Yeah. 2. I thought Machete 1 was just okay.
I think you have to see it in the theater. Because I watched
did.
It. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I
man.
Enjoyed
it's
it.
Funny, too, because I went. I remember I saw The Expendables, the first one, like at midnight. The night it opened, right? Mm-hmm. And people were there for an experience. You know, they wanted to fucking yell things. It wasn't like, you know, keep it quiet. Like, we're going to fucking yell at explosions. And they showed two I fucking distinctly remember this. They showed two trailers. One was that M. Night Shyamalan devil movie. Like, when they're in the elevator and, like, somebody's the devil and...
Don't remember that at all.
Yeah, exactly. But they showed it, and it was just quiet, and it ended, and there was, like a tick, like 2 seconds, and then collectively the audience was just like, boo! Boo! And then they showed Machete, and people went nuts. Like, just loved it. Just fucking loved it.
It's great. I genuinely liked Expendables 1 and 2. I was
I thought that was so little, lame.
I could have been too. Better. I don't know.
I saw
both in the theaters the night that it opened. And the first time, the first one, me and my friends wore like army fatigue. We wore like black ops shit, and we went in there like sleeveless shirts and everything.
This was before the Aurora shooting.
Yes.
They probably wouldn't.
Yeah. But like it's definitely the only way to see it. Mm-hmm. Is like that opening night because people are like wild and throwing.
I thought you
stuff
meant in army fatigue.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah, I was bummed.
They're supposed to be stupid though.
And the second one was such a lame thing too because the first one when they were like, oh, and Bruce and Arnold are in it, and they're in it for like a fucking half a second, yes. And their line was basically like, hey, I don't like you, better get to that mission. All right, thanks, like, I'm out of here.
Thanks.
And that was it. They never came back. That was the whole movie.
Hey, you should be in my movie. Okay. Well, you get 3 minutes.
That's a great Stallone.
That's a really
thank Michael Winslow for doing that.
You're welcome.
Can somebody do an impression of Michael Winslow? That's meta.
I just did.
Yeah, true.
Doing Stallone.
Look at Marie. Her husband is dead. You stupid idiot.
Spoilers.
This is what you get for stealing stuff.
Her fault. Yeah. Really.
Sorry if
that's
I spoiled it.
Probably what she's thinking.
Yeah. If I only had not stolen those spoons. Yeah.
It's my fault. I thought there was going to be some, you know, comeuppance for her dropping that line about how Walt should kill himself.
Well, but everyone
was,
in the show tells him to kill himself.
But I really thought she was just going to commit suicide because they showed her at the psychiatrist again.
There's an hour and 15 minutes left.
That's true. It didn't seem like it's going.
Walt
that
did
way,
say though. Everyone dies in this. That time.
Did. But that, it's too on the nose. Like it's like it gets you thinking that way. But I don't.
So
know
I mean,
actually,
really, everyone eventually dies one way or the other.
I am so uninterested in everybody's jokes about how it ends. It ends and then goes into Malcolm in the middle. Wicked dick.
Yeah.
That's his witness protection program.
Oh, I'm so sick of all the jokes. I'm like, I want this show to be over just for the jokes to be over. Shut up. You're not Vince Gilligan. It really feels good to hate stuff, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Just unmitigatedly, just no reason.
You're so passionate.
Well, yeah. Somebody was talking about sharks the other day. And I was like, fuck sharks. Like, what do we need them for? They should all fucking die. Fuck one. What the fuck good are sharks doing? Anyway?
No wonder Sid has those crazy eyes for you. Because this is you're talking into
the only
voice
thing I love is hate.
I'm Dan Ozzie, and somebody's got to come out and talk against sharks. And I'm the one to do it. Fuck them.
That's your
animals.
Next article for news.
They have
sharks
ecological
are
value.
Wait for Shark Week.
Yeah.
Sharks are posers.
Sharks are sharks.
Dead Ozzy doesn't know shit. Next thing he's going to say.
Thank you, Troy Hillenbrand, whatever the fuck your name is. Who the fuck do you think you are, Dan Ozzy, putting down sharks? I was a fan of sharks 30 years ago.
Before John.
If we could make it a segment like Darren Reed's comments, I'd be fucking... love it.
Well, just email me all the shitty comments you get, and I'll
do
that.
Do you guys get a lot on Metal Injection or no?
It depends on the topic. Well, like, because some of our stuff is just straight up news. It's not really opinion.
I enjoy when people who listen to the live cast comment.
Yeah. That is fun.
Our audiences are way different from the radio.
Yeah. What is fun, though, is that, like, I don't respond to comments, that we've talked about. I've made it a rule for myself not to do it. And live cast listeners will respond with basically exactly my opinion on it because I might have just addressed it on the show.
Right.
And that makes – it warms my heart.
Yeah. I've seen
oh,
it.
People know.
I know.
Mr. Paul in the chat says, Darren Dictation Delgado. I like that. That's my new 3D name.
One comment that really made me laugh last week was when Rob posted the description of the show and he spelled koala.
Love
spelled koala wrong.
I did spell koala. K-A... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Sid. You do it.
K-A-W-A-L-A.
To be fair, I got...
To be fair, you're the president of the Kamala fan club.
Yeah, that's really... Sid explained it.
Yeah.
Because I've written Kamala way more in my life than I've written koala. That is probably where I've gotten it.
I know now. I read it after Rob edited the post and spelled koala the right way, and I started laughing so hard. So I just want to say thank you. I think it was
Yeah, I could have deleted the comment, but I left it in.
Oh, cool. I just got it. Would you like to just read? Want me to just read random tweets that I get?
Sure.
That asshole Dan Ozzie talked about me on the Metal Injection Livecast.
This is from at Caboose Michael J. And by the way, his picture is of a Halo guy.
What?
I can tell you to go fuck yourself and be 15 times more punk than Miley Cyrus will ever be. P.S. This is me telling you to go fuck yourself.
I like that. A little twist ending. I like
amazing.
That. It's a good narrative.
And then I just get stuff like this. I think I hate Dan Ozzie and jadedpunk.com, but I may also be in love with him. The jury is still out.
Is that cool. A guy or a girl?
That is a... It seems to be some sort of record label.
You're going to get hate fucked by a record label.
Yeah.
It's SST.
Cool.
A lot of anger out there on Twitterverse.
Well, there's that. I'm pretty amped about it.
At Dan Ozzie.
I don't understand why did people so get so offended that if someone said Miley Cyrus was punk or metal or whatever it is. Like, I remember that there was a story about has she wore an Iron Maiden shirt or something? What did she wear?
And Rob and Noah were very offended. Yeah. I remember you guys.
She probably paid like $500 for that Iron
but
Maiden.
But you're Troy Dillinger in regards to that story. You're that guy.
My point is, I don't even care what you think of, like, what somebody writes about. My thing is, like, whatever somebody writes about, why would you go through the trouble to leave a, like, go through the trouble to leave a comment and think anybody's going to give a shit?
Right.
What you have to say.
Like, but they did. Like, you got like 455 likes.
Why do you care what somebody's, like, and to me, like, I write satire-ish.
Yeah.
So, like, do you honestly, like, yell at a cartoon character? Like, do you watch The Simpsons and, like, fucking...
Yes, they do. They start yelling at the characters in The Simpsons.
That's cool. People got to pass the time at work, and, you know, that's fine.
That guy's a barber. What the, does he have a laptop set up, and he's snipping with one hand and clicking with the other? That's ridiculous.
Fuck that. Snip, snip, snip. Thank you, Michael Winslow.
You know, like on some products, they put a phone number and it says complaint.
Oh, yeah. I would love to hear those.
Like, have you ever called that number?
Unless I, like, got explosive diarrhea. And I'm like, hey, you should probably know about this. I don't think I have a reason to, right?
No, but...
Hey,
I
how's
mean,
my driving? Oh, I'll tell you how your fucking driving is. This is Troy Dillinger.
Actually, one time I was, like, dating this girl who... we were in college and we were behind a truck of some sort. And this was, like, you know, during the Iraq war when things were, like, super high tension. Right. And there was, like, a truck in front of us and it said, like, you know, how is my driving? Call this number. And then under it, it was something that was like, you know, you don't like, you know, support the troops? I do. Let's blow up Iraq. Or something, like, really, like, over the top, like, fuck Iraq. It's, like, sinking into the ground. Like, so this girl I was with, she, like, took out her cell phone and called the how's my driving? Uh-huh. And she was just like, here, I mean, one of your trucks is in front of us, license plate G42, whatever. And I just heard her. She's like, no, the driving is fine. But I'm just very offended by his bumper sticker.
Did they give a response? Did they, guys?
I don't remember. I just like heard the one end of it. And she's like, no, it's safe. He's, you know, just offensive to me. Like really, you know.
She's a lot nicer than me. I would have said he was weaving all around the street.
Yeah.
Well, no, you produce the show on the Trucker Channel. You should bring this up and see if that guy's listening. Maybe he got reprimanded.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Maybe.
I wonder if that guy ever heard from them. Like, could you take your bumper stickers off?
The guy's just a huge liberal, the boss. He's like, you're fired with that fucking bumper sticker.
And then
sticker.
The guy, he got fired, and then he became a barber in Seattle.
Yeah.
All ties on. He's got a vendetta.
Well, I'm going to go run and watch Breaking Bad, guys.
Yeah. Dan was kidding about his hard ending for 8 p.m.
Sure. Actually, I'll stretch it a little bit.
You're going to stretch your ending?
Stretch my hard ending. You're the proletariat. You don't understand. So you're the bourgeoisie.
But we love you.
You are less than. I am very great. You are
democracy manifest. I say you've learned your judo well.
I love the defeat in his voice when he says that line.
That's a great headlock.
Heart.
Wonderful headlock.
If that guy's still alive, somehow we should get him on the show, but he's probably long dead.
Sad. All right. Well, I want to thank Michael Winslow for coming on the show. He'll be in St. Petersburg, Russia in 2 weeks.
just turn on my fax machine.
And, thank you to Dan Ozzy for sitting in. Visit his website, jadedpunk.com. Yeah, but if you
Twitter if you'd like.
At
Dan Ozzy.
At Dan Ozzy. And if you're in the greater New York area, you can go to Simpsons Trivia the first Thursday of every month. Where is it?
It's this Thursday at Berry Park, which is on Berry Street right by McCarran. And, that's this Thursday. Special almost Halloween edition.
Do you have one quick Simpsons question to take us out of the show? Quick trivia? On the spot.
Oh, man. Now this puts me on the spot. I don't know if I have one. Sorry.
Well.
I'm really on the spot here.
Wait, where is Michael Winslow going to be?
St. Petersburg, Russia.
Oh, okay, great.
A little Russian national anthem for us.
Great. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode of the Livecast. Play us out, Russia.